And one thing about Dr. Duncan, how quiet he was and how reserved he was and all that. In 1969, Dr. Duncan passed away soon after Baba passed away. First, Kaka Bharia went away in no time. Baba passed away in January, Kaka Bharia in February, and Duncan soon after that. But he was there for 1969 Darshan programs. And all the contingent that would come there as pilgrims over there, or as those who had come for the darshan at the time, they were known as people who had come for darshan. So they were there. You were there. You came for darshan, no? Ken?
Yeah.
You
but
were
I
there.
Have no memory of meeting Duncan.
You have no memory?
No, some people did.
Just, yeah, but that's what I'm going to harp on it. So because, because what happened after the last group is now leaving. Is the last group of the Westerners. So, people who were with Dr. Don said, Don, come on now, it's the last group that is leaving now. So he was there on the platform there. He was taken to the platform to bid them goodbye and all that. So people wonder as to, who is this person? So Dr. Duncan, he's introduced. So for the first time, they are introducing him as Dr. Duncan. I said, we never saw you at the darshan program. No, I was working elsewhere. You were working where? Well, which hotel is called? Raceview Hotel, no? No, what is that called?
Puna Club.
Puna Club.
Turf Club.
I was at the Turf Club. So, but we were there at the Turf Club, but we didn't notice you. So yeah, you may not have noticed me. Because what was he doing? His labor of love was such, Baba told that he should, he as a doctor should see to the health of the people. So naturally, at the time of the meeting that was held on 13th October, he was assigned with that. So he used to see to the toilets and hygiene at the time there. In Turf Club and Punaka, he'd go around, he had a car, he would go around and all that. But he would be there, cleaning toilets, seeing everything is clean and hygienic and all that. That's the reason why he'd never met a single darshanite. Just as Ken says that he never happened to see him. How can you see him when he's working behind the scene? So such was Dr. Duncan.
But what about the last 10 years? When the English group, particularly the English group, when they were leaving by train, he had seen to the porter and the luggage and to wake them up at the right time, and all the detail behind the scenes was seen by him. But when they were in the train, he even offered soft drinks to bring in. So one of them said, as the train was leaving, oh, he's such a nice man. That man really helped us so much. Such a nice man. I felt very drawn to him. Another said, I wish we had given him a Baba card.
Yeah.
That's a Baba man. That's Dr. Duncan. Oh, no. Well, what did you do? You couldn't jump out of the train. But we didn't.
Yeah, that's also another side of the thing. Means he was so reticent, so introvert, wouldn't come forward. It was Baba who told him to take medicine and take orthopedic surgery course of everything. And when he came over here, all that he did was to see to the hygiene, clean toilets and all this stuff. Only after Baba met with accidents, then he realized why Baba made him an orthopedic surgeon, mind you.
So what's wrong about Baba?
Through what?
Is why he was called Duncan and not William is, when Kaka first asked him, what's your name? Kaka Bharia, one of the Mandali. And he, like the English, said his last name instead of his first name. He said Duncan. So Duncan it became, you see. So then Duncan got shortened to Don. Right now. And that's what is that saying?
What were you asking, Divana?
So he wasn't in medicine? He hadn't already done his studies in medicine when he met Baba?
Yeah, he was. He was in college at the time. And then Baba told him to take medicine, and that's how he went there.
But in every letter, Baba promised him, my boy, And he wanted to leave it, everything, just come and be with Baba. My boy, just go on concentrating on your studies. Now it's all for me. And then you will soon be here. And you will have so much work. And there will be a hospital, this and this and that. You know,
yeah.
Even when he hadn't asked for it, that every time the thing would be tepid, again Baba would say, no, you're going to get so much work to do. You have no idea. And when he came, Baba, you know, but he never complained, never said, where's all that work you promised me, Baba? Where's... Amazing. And that sense of humor was very marked.
And how did this wayfarer came round his neck, you see? Because occasionally he will be taken by Baba on must tours, very occasionally, very rarely I should say. So, but whenever we return from must tours and all that, then Baba would assemble all the mandali there and ask me to narrate what happened and this and that, and Baidul will remind me about this must and that must and the peculiarities and all that. So once I still remember, while we were at Mahabaleshwar, we are there, we had gone on a long tour, we have returned, and it was a nice full day of narration and all that. And Donkin was so charged with the stories and all that. And he says, Baba, all the time, all these years that you have been so engaged in serving these who are known as the God-intoxicated one, the musts and all that, but no record has been kept. Something should be in writing about it. Otherwise, how will we remember all these things? So Baba says, you are there to write it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just that remark, and Baba still left the room. And that remark he picked up. And he gave that whole volume.
Mm-hmm.
And what labor of love he put in. Mm-hmm. To find out all these from all the places and all that. Yeah.
He used to ply all the mandala with questions and try and keep them up late with coffee.
Baidul and myself, Kaka, yeah.
To learn the details.
Yeah.
And his writing was so beautiful, wasn't it? English was so beautiful.
But meticulous, yeah. I forget now, it's a vague thing, you have to catalog the book, you know, when you print something.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true in Britain or England or America,
mm-hmm.
I don't know where. So they try to put it in a catalog versus where will we, in which category should we put this book? There was a little thing, I don't know what happened then. But he told me what happened, it was such a confusion as to in which category it will come into. What library is it called?
Library of Congress.
Library of Congress, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where will it go? So Dr. Duncan said, this is the book. Yeah.
Do you know what they finally put
in? I forgot. He told me, but I have forgotten that. But I still remember the humor of it.
Yeah.
It was such a unique thing that they couldn't fit into any section.
Mm-hmm.
But he himself rarely went on the must trip.
No,
so
very rarely, Baba.
Through,
yeah, all this
he had to through
our little diaries. We didn't keep diaries. Baba didn't want us to keep any records, but Baba would give us, you see, some money for the journey. So we had to write which station on which date we are, contacted this mush and give Baba gave this one. Like that, you see, we keep that.
Mm-hmm.
So from that we started gathering and remembering all the dates and this and the places and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a terrible strain on us, mm-hmm. terrible strain on poor Donkin also. All that he would entice us with a cup of coffee.
When did he do this? Like in the middle of the night when we were all
yeah.
watch? Because mm-hmm. you would all be busy during
yeah.
the day, so there'd mm-hmm. be no chance.
Night time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a good day, good time. Then you had to obtain the photos of them. Yeah. Then you had to write to people there and get them and all. And him being the Britisher, you know, it helped him. Because they carried weight, you see, for people to oblige him and like that. in the middle, while we are doing mass tours and all that, I forget the year, but it was not in the beginning, but after some years of mass tours and all that. So Baidul got an idea. So many masks have been contacted, we don't have any pictures of them. Some are very peculiar people, you know. So their peculiarity, their oddities and all that. Baidul thought it would be a good idea to show the Mandali afterwards, you know. Somehow or other he must have spoken to Nariman or Merji or somebody, I forget, you know, some money person. So what they did was, they got him a camera and a roll, film. You know, with that brownie box camera, yeah, with a shutter on. These cameras, just a little plaything. So Baidu was very happy. And he's sitting in the car, I'm driving the car, Baba is by my side. This is the first time that, and it has a little handle there. So instead of Baidu carrying it, because Baba would tell him to get down and do this and that. So what he did, he hung it on the peg that was there. You know, you have the handle there, so there was a peg. So while I'm driving, every now and again you see the jerks, dirt roads were there. So the camera would give a tick-tock, tick-tock. Baba says, what's the matter? What is this in the car that gives this tick, this noise? What is this noise? So we didn't know. So Baba turned there and said, what is this? So Baidul said, Baba, it's a camera. So why did you take the camera? Well, to take the pictures of the mass sometimes, it's good to be. Baba made me stop the car and said, throw the camera out from here. So that's how it was.
So he never got to use it? He never got to take a picture?
No, no. Throw the camera out. Why do you do this? Why do you? I told you not to keep records and all that. And eventually it happened.
So, in other words, everyone who went on those must trips weren't allowed to photograph.
No.
It was other people.
But nobody had that. Neither the sense or any thought or any means to have it. You all have no idea of a life with Baba. Yeah. It's not all this paraphernalia. Yeah.
Except the movie that Irwin
did. But that was not from us. That was Dr. Deshmukh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, Eric, you were just saying how we have no idea of what that life was when you went on these must trips and all. I mean, the idea I get in my mind from the stories is that you'd all be shoved into the car and you just start driving. And
car came later on. First train, railway train. And then bullock carts and walking, negotiating one village, another village and all that.
And you just keep going till you found the must, whether it was day or night, just anywhere you'd stop.
This reminds me of catching a bus, because at the time it so happened, I think it was Gauss Kiskubulte. Was it in Madras or in Andhra? I forget now. What do you say? What's the name you give to Arabs?
Sheikh.
Huh?
Sheikh.
No, Gauss.
Gauss is a Urdu name.
So, what had happened was that at that time there was that rumor that certain Arabs come here there and kidnap the children and take away the children. So, and Baidul looked like an Arab, of course, with his turban and the shabby dress and all that. So, we have visited a village. Now we are coming to another village from where the bus leaves for another village. So as we are approaching that particular, there is no sort of stand or anything like that. There were no stands. But we know that the bus will stop at the village. So from a distance, Baba sees the bus and we see and say, Baidul, bus is coming, stop the bus so that we can climb, otherwise it will go away. So Baidul runs, you see. And those people who were standing there, they started running away from him, shouting, Gauss, Gauss, Gauss.
Oh,
yeah, that means he has come to kidnap one of the kids or something. And then, naturally, we didn't care for him and the people surround him and all that, and we just climb inside the bus. And then Baba says, what about Vaidur Pokhara? Yeah. So then we stop the bus and we get down and says, he's our man, you see, we are, what is Gauss? Who is Gauss? What is that? We don't know anything about it. He says, you are not Gauss. No. I'm Irani. Oh, then go. So that's how it is. So such was our dress, such was the way, you see, that's how it was.
Did Baidu say anything to any guy on the bus? Like, hey, you guys. No.
Yeah, but there was that, what you call, fear at the time of people coming and kidnapping kids, taking them away.
Great. Well, the testimonials of some of the masks, those that recognized Baba, some of the masks recognized Baba's status and spontaneously said things about Baba.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you write those down at the time?
Yeah. Not write them, but we could remember them because they were so said with such force and cryptically. Yeah.
That's a chapter
But then, this is what I could not understand for quite a long time. Whenever such occurrences did take place, because Baba says, used to tell us that, you remember, you must have read that all the time Baba used to camouflage himself. He wouldn't want to appear before the crowd or what do you call it? Camouflaging? Incognito. Baba would go out incognito and all that stuff. And for that, he would cover up his face with dark glasses, put peculiar hats, peculiar caps. And so if he goes to a state where there is Mohammedans there, they will put a fez cap, be one with them. A Hindu locality this way, that way, and so forth. So all the time he was incognito. So Baba says, just as this is for the world, for your eyes are to put these things. But you have no idea on the different planes, I have also to remain incognito. Because they will recognize me too, you see. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this came about later on, we didn't know that. So, but we thought that, well, he doesn't want his name to be known and this and that and all that sort of thing. But what happened with the passage of time when people, when musts were contacted, some of them will recognize him and spontaneously glorify him. And he would be so taken aback, you see, and he would leave the place. He wouldn't want to contact such a person. And sometimes, because we are all gathered around and Baba is there, or Baba is in the front, all of a sudden the musts would catch hold of his feet and say, ah, at last you have come. My Krishna, and Baba would just try to get himself out from it. We had to help him out from the grip and all that. So, time and again, this thing started happening now in later years when higher and higher type of musk could be contacted. So one day, it puzzled us. You see, why is it that he goes there and when there is no recognition, he serves them, presses their feet and bows at them and caresses them and loves them and feeds them and gives them cigarettes and this and tea and all that. And the ones who glorify him and leaves them all of a sudden. What's the matter with him? So he says, you know, I am the slave of the love of my lovers. And I approach them to serve them with all my heart, with all my love. And when they recognize me, my work is spoiled.